You're listening to KNKX. Seattle Public Schools have big disparities in test scores by race and income level. The three people competing to run the Seattle School District all say that closing that gap is top priority. 88.5 Youth and Education reporter Ashley Gross has more.
Denise Juno served as state superintendent in Montana. She focused there on getting more kids to graduate by creating peer mentoring programs and pairing students up with adult graduation coaches.
We all know that it takes one caring adult to connect with every kid to make sure that they make it through school. And so those graduation coaches were able to really connect with kids and make sure that they were hitting the mark as they way through school.
Juno is an enrolled member of the Mandan Hidatsa tribes. She says improving outcomes for American Indian children in Montana required understanding concentrated poverty and mental health needs. Another finalist, Andre Spencer, also has overseen a district with a lot of poverty. He's a superintendent in Colorado Springs. He says it's important to figure out early on if kids need more support.
We know that by the time a student gets to fourth grade, if that student is not reading at or above grade level, that student has a higher rate of dropout. But we can prevent that, and we can prevent that by making sure that the student is reading by the end of first grade.
The third candidate, Janice Swift, is superintendent in Ann Arbor, Michigan. She praised the recommendations of the African American Male Advisory Committee. It was set up to help improve outcomes for Black children in Seattle schools.
I love that the approach is really about having a relationship with students, that every student will be known by name, by strength, by need.
The Seattle School Board is expected to announce its top candidate next week and have a new superintendent by this summer. Ashley Gross, 88.5 News.